Thank you very much, and I thank the section organizers for inviting me to present at this conference. The title of my talk is The Prevalence of Hypertension in Urban, Semi-Urban, and Rural Communities in a South Asian Population. And I failed to include a disclosure slide, but I assure you I have no disclosures, at least not relevant to this talk. So as most of us know, rapid urbanization is driving the economies of most South Asian countries, and with that urbanization have come parallel increases in cardiovascular disease. And as a major risk factor for cardiovascular disease, hypertension, since it is so highly treatable, is a good target for prevention of cardiovascular disease. Here we will be assessing the prevalence of hypertension in urban and rural communities in South India in a large sample of adults residing in urban, semi-urban, and rural areas. The PERSA study is the population study of urban, rural, and semi-urban regions for the detection of endovascular disease and the prevalence of risk factors and holistic intervention study. You can see why this needs an acronym. So the PERSA study was designed with the idea that by looking at populations that were so distinct for urbanicity that one would be able to examine gene-environment interactions. The study was started as a cross-sectional field survey, which has added to it an intervention study. It commenced in about 2010, and we're just going to be looking at baseline data today. It was designed as a multi-stage stratified cluster sampling in urban, semi-urban, and rural areas. The individual house was the sampling unit, and all adults over the age of 20 residing in the house were included in the study. And so there are about 8,000 participants at baseline. Just briefly, with respect to methodology, there are really two main parts to each study visit. There's a home visit where informed consent is acquired and unique identification of each member of the household and basic demographic data are collected. Then study subjects are transported by the study. The study provides transportation to the study center, which is in Chennai, and at the study center there are extensive clinical evaluation, including all sorts of cardiovascular measurements, clinical cardiovascular disease indicators, blood pressure measurements, anthropometry, dietary and psychosocial assessments. With respect to blood pressure itself, the blood pressures were conducted while the subject was seated, and it was measured in the dominant arm using a validated automatic blood pressure device with the appropriate cuff size. For each participant, three readings were taken, and the mean of the three were used in analysis. So we used standard definitions of hypertension, systolic blood pressure in excess of 140 millimeters of mercury, or diastolic blood pressure in excess of 90 millimeters of mercury, or a previous diagnosis of hypertension. And then this was further categorized by severity and type as grade 1 and grade 2 for increasing severity, and then isolated systolic hypertension as systolic blood pressure is greater than 140. So moving quickly to the results, you can see that there are differences in rural, semi-urban, and urban. The age of the population, the mean age was 42, and about 56% were female. You can see for in each locale that women have slightly lower blood pressures than men. They also, you can see as you go from rural to semi-urban to urban, that the average blood pressures increase for women and for men. Overall, the prevalence of hypertension is higher in men than in women, with about a 22% prevalence in women and about a 32% prevalence in men. There is a subtle effect modification by age. So you can see at younger ages, men have higher prevalence of hypertension than women, and then sometime in the fifth decade, that flips, and women have higher prevalence than men. the overall higher levels in men really reflect the age distributions of the population. So what I meant to say there was that the overall higher prevalence in men in this sample is a reflection of this relatively young age. By community, you can see, and the next slides all look pretty much the same. You always see this graded increase in prevalence as you get to a more urban environment. So for rural, it's lower. For semi-urban, it's middle. And for urban, it's higher. And that's true overall. For stage one, stage two, or isolated systolic hypertension, and that's for men. And you see pretty much the exact same pattern for women, but with slightly lower prevalences overall. So we were interested in trying to understand, clearly, urbanicity itself is not a risk, is not a direct risk factor, but rather reflective of a whole host of things, and trying to understand what those things might be is clearly important if one's going to intervene. So looking first at a model that just adjusts for age, you can see that using rural as the referent, that you have an increase in risk of about 70% for men in the semi-urban environment and a threefold risk in the urban environment for men. And a similar pattern is seen in women. And this is just adjusting for age. When you then go on and adjust for the kinds of things that we had data for that you might think of as being mediating factors, BMI, physical activity, socioeconomic status, which of course is also an indicator of other things, anxiety, stress, smoking, and alcohol use, you can see that for each of the odds ratios, they're attenuated by the addition of these additional covariates, but the effect is not obliterated. So just for example, in urban men, the age-adjusted model has a odds ratio of 3.24, and that goes down to 2.96 when you add all of these other confounding factors. So that suggests to us sort of, I guess, two main possible explanations for that. One is that these intermediates are being measured really poorly, which is true to some extent. They're pretty crude measures of especially physical activity, anxiety, and stress. Or that there may be other factors that we're not measuring that are responsible. Looking at some other aspects of the hypertension data, we were interested in seeing how much newly diagnosed, previously undiagnosed hypertension emerged and how that varied in the three locales. And you can see that in each setting, more than half of the hypertension that existed was diagnosed at the clinical visit. So these were people who came in assuming that they were in good health with respect to their blood pressure, and then as part of the examination were told that they should be seen on reexamination to see if, in fact, they have blood pressure or have elevated blood pressure. For the purposes of this study, hypertension is diagnosed at a single visit, but we know that that's not generally how, at least in the U.S., we diagnose hypertension. You have to have multiple occurrences of elevated blood pressures. And you can see that this pattern is carried from in all three settings, with about more than half of the hypertension being previously undiagnosed. And that's true for men and for women. And then among those who have a diagnosis of blood pressure, we were interested in seeing how many of the patients who were supposedly on treatment, in fact, were bringing their blood pressure under control. And somewhat surprisingly, at least to me when I looked at these data, you have actually the lowest prevalence of uncontrolled hypertension in the rural settings, so that in the semi-urban and urban settings, almost half or more than half in the semi-urban and slightly less than half in the urban, individuals who have been diagnosed with hypertension are not controlling their hypertension at the time of the study visit. So in summary, we see a higher prevalence of hypertension in urban communities, and we identify urbanization as an independent predictor of hypertension. In all three community settings, more than 50% of persons with hypertension had been previously undiagnosed, and we identified poor control of blood pressure in persons on treatment for hypertension residing in semi-urban and urban communities. And some of the ideas we have of where we might look next for potential mediating factors are air pollution data, which we have access to, thinking about the role of inflammation in cardiovascular disease, risk factor development, and also, and actually the reason that we originally were got involved in this study was that they have extensive dietary data, but it was it needed to be put into shape for analysis. So that's where we're going to be taking things. Next for this research question, and our sort of not very profound conclusion is that these findings suggest a pressing need for community-based efforts in the prevention and control of hypertension to avert an epidemic of cardiovascular disease in South India, and this is being recapitulated globally. So. There's a very large study team, as you can imagine, involved in doing a study of this magnitude. The main study site is at Sri Ramachandran University in Chennai, and the folks involved in this study is actually, it's a much more extensive list, but that's what I decided to put onto this slide. And then there's a team at Tufts University School of Medicine led by Mohan Thanakachalam, who's actually the son of the PI of the study, who is a cardiologist in India. And this the study is funded by the government of India. So thanks so much for your attention.